full night of action here on 92.1 KRBLS. Happy holiday season, Merry Christmas, and the impending Happy New Year to all of you in our final broadcast of 2021. Dribbles to her right, hands it off to Childerston, fires a three. Yes! Anna Childerston buries it from downtown. She'll shoot it as quick as anybody, and her quick trigger has the Dutch up 5-0.
Now Charlie Heffron will drive in, will lay it up, and she finally gets Knoxville on the board. Charlie Heffron, her first two, and Knoxville trims the lead 5-2.
And now the Dutch in transition miss another layup from Kennedy Van Vark, who opened with 26 points. Couple of missed threes here, Derek, and there's Vanderwall, the rebound. Pella flying up ahead as we continue this action. Extra pass to Van Vark as she lays it off the glass and in, and that'll trigger a quick vision for less timeout. 7-2 Dutch. A lot of possessions for Pella. They've missed a lot of threes off the dribble. Childerston won't miss that one. She's at three of them in the first quarter. 9 points for Childerston, 17-3 Dutch. And it's Bacon collecting the rebound for the Panthers, and they're up ahead quickly as they will pass, shuffle it to Anderson, misses the layup. Offensive rebound, Bacon knocks it in.
Here is Larissa Wells on the left side towards the baseline. Larissa will drive in, put up an off-balance shot, banks it in. How about that?
Haley Van Vark, and now a long jumper, pure for Kylie Tauke. And she's got both buckets here in the quarter so far for Pella off the bench. It's Childerston, dribble, drive, runner is in. Anna Childerston in double figures already with 11 to lead the Dutch. And it's 28-7 Pella. And then the rebound, here's Tauke for three as it rattles in. And Kylie Tauke has 9 points, all coming in the second quarter for the Dutch after another rebound by Pella.
Brittany Bacon to trigger in, does to Emma Duncan. Duncan on the Dutch. Goes toward the baseline, lays it up, and got that one. Nice strong move by Emma Duncan for her first 2 points.
Warner picks up her dribble, has her pass tipped away. She'll end up getting her own rebound and then completing the layup. Abby Warner turns a potential turnover into two.
Duncan, Emma will drive in, will lay it up and score. She's got Knoxville's last two field goals, and she's up to 4 points.
Offensive rebound, Abby Warner's having a night. Off the bench, 6 points, two steals, and now two rebounds. And Abby Warner, who's kind of struggled at the varsity level to start, she's too good of an athlete, and she's figuring it out now.
Larissa Wells has the ball, goes over to Sierra Heffron on the right side, dumps it into Charlie Heffron, turnaround shot is no good, rebound, Brittany Bacon back up, very nice job for her up
eight,
and in.
Eight rebounds for Brittany Bacon. Reagan Van Wyk will save it right wing, top of the key, Van Vark for three, yes, Kennedy Van Vark pours it in, a 30-point lead, largest for the Dutch. Panthers over the timeline, tipped away by Tauke. Tauke gets it. She has it all on her own. The steal, scoop, and score for Kylie Tauke. She's in double figures, and the Dutch are 1 point away, Derek, from that Kalaka rolling. Knoxville with a couple of turnovers in this half. Make it a fourth turnover for Knoxville. Kennedy Van Vark, easy two, and there's your continuous clock.
Sierra Heffron on the left side gets it to Sister Charlie. Up and in. Sister Act there gives Sierra the assist. Charlie the points.
Dribble drive. Gordon, can she get it to go? Yes! All Lady Dutch have scored in the 2021-22 season. What a way to end the year for Tristan Gordon. Again, a very solid JV starter. Final score. Pella 70. Knoxville scoreless in the fourth quarter. 21. Here's Noah Allen, quick trigger, three! Yes, and Noah Allen gets it started with a three-point shot.
Noah Kiefer over to Unimark, three, splashdown!
Carson
Unimark.
First splashdown of the night. Kicks it out to Noah Allen in the corner. Can he make it two for two? And the answer is yes, after the offensive rebound by Carl Miller. It's 6-3 Dutch.
Nearly beats the 10-second call. Under the basket to Jack Bertrand. He lays it up and in.
So past the Pella pressure. Here's Keegan Hansen in transition up ahead. The alley-oop and a slam down for Parker Elder. The perfect feed from Noah Allen. 12-7. Well, the old adage, I said this last year, you don't want to get to a three-point shooting contest with Pella because Noah Allen will pour it in. He's 3-4 from beyond the arc early, and it's all Dutch now, 15-7.
Drives in the lane, kicks it over in the corner. Gabe Clark a three, and he rattles it in.
Great play there to set up Clark off the screen. He was open in the corner. Here come the Dutch up 15-10. Jump stop, layup is in for Keegan Hansen. Left side, contested three on the way is in for Luke Hardman. The All-State kicker kicks it out. and gets a three-point shot. 28-10 Dutch. Great give and go from Allen. Back to Miller. Back to Allen again for two more, and Noah Allen in double figures. And here's Poco Parker for his second dunk of the night. This time off the dribble and in for two. Make it 17-0 on this Dutch run.
Here's a pass to Willis. Willis right down Broadway, and he lays it up and in for his fourth point.
And more in the future. Noah Allen looking for more, and he will knock it in from way downtown. 4 of 5 is Noah Allen from three.
Connor Willis lost the ball, picked up by Noah Allen.
Up ahead, Carl Miller, give and go. Noah Allen off the glass and in. Unselfish play, 16 points for Noah Allen, 43-12 Dutch.
Norris top of the key, drives the lane, puts it up. Nice move by Landon Norris. Got his first two. Bounce pass, no, it was not going to even be close to Bertrand.
And there's Parker Elder on the other side. He'll slam it home for the dunk. An exclamation point, perhaps, as he finally gets the finish. Elder down low, dishes it off to Keegan Hansen. Hansen, step back three on the way. Yes! Keegan Hansen up to 11 points, and that'll say farewell, I believe, to the starters for the Dutch. The line changes in.
Connor Willis with the ball over to Gabe Clark. Baseline three, splashdown, Gabe Clark.
Chase Lawman, busy night, 8 points, 6 rebounds. Hugen, what a crossover and a beautiful finish for Hugen, who has all 6 of his points in the half. Nearly a steal for Pella, 3 in the corner. Splashdown for Gabe Clark. I wanted to do it. His third of the night. The Dutch dominate the Panthers. It's a pair of continuous clock finals. Dutch 81, Knoxville 30.